Blog Talk Radio.
Elder George Bazaar Watchman on the Wall.
I know that's a lot I didn't give you. I just want to thank you. And for every show, we get a different amount of listeners. And last week, we almost had 10,000 listeners, which I'm totally grateful for. Before we get into D&K Bible Break, I also want to say I have a new sponsor, which is big for us. Finish Line will be sponsoring the Chaos Talk Show. Starting now. Today will be the first day they'll be sponsoring us, as well as my Chaos Talk Sports. And I'll be doing Chaos Talk Sports later on, closer to football season with my boys. We'll be talking about football, fantasy football league, and we'll have a chance to talk about that at a different time. But tonight, we have a great show. Me and Miss Kay, we're just going to give it to you. Like I said, it's not a Bible study. It's something to clear our heads so we can learn, and hopefully we can teach you guys something that you can learn, something that we learn from you throughout our work week. So with that being said, Kay, I'm going to say a quick prayer, and we're going to get right into it. But tonight we're going to be talking about David and Goliath, Goliath's in your life. So with that being said, if you just bow your head with me real quick, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you, Father God, for blessing us, giving us this platform and this opportunity just to share your word, Father God. Let us increase that you might decrease. Let us decrease that you might increase, Father God. Father God, I just ask that you just continue to bless us, Father God, where we're not seen, but your word is seen tonight, Father God. And Father God, we ask these things in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
Amen.
Again, we're going to talk about David and Goliath. But I also want to send a special thanks to 1510 AM out of Beaufort. That's on AM station, 1510 out of Beaufort, Georgia. Also, XM Radio out of Cleveland, Ohio, station number 32. And also, for those that are listening on the internet, www.blogtalkradio.chaostalk, with Derek Oliver, and those that are on the phone line at 845-277-9094. And again, tonight we're going to be talking about David and Goliath. And with that being said, I'm going to turn it over to my wife, and she will give the scripture reading and the breakdown, and then we'll get started right now. So I'm turning it over to Ms. Kay. Go ahead.
All right. Good evening, everybody. We're going to be coming from 1 Samuel 17. So when you get a chance, you can read the entire chapter of 17. For tonight, we're going to be coming from verses 38 through 40, and then we're also going to touch on 45. So I'm going to read those verses now. So that's 1 Samuel 17, starting at verse 38. But again, take your time and go back and read the beginning of the chapter as well. All right, so 38. Then Saul dressed David in his own tunic. He put a coat of armor on him and a bronze helmet on his head. David fastened on his sword over the tunic and tried walking around because he was not used to them. "I cannot go in these," he said to Saul, "because I am not used to them." So he took them off. Then he took his staff in his hand, chose five smooth stones from the stream, put them in the pouch of his shepherd's bag, and with his sling in his hand, approached the Philistine. I'm going to go down to verse 45. David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied." So, in looking at those scriptures, I'm going to just give a brief what I came up with, how I want to flow with it, I guess. All right, so you have two different armies here. So you have the Philistines and you have the Israelites. On the one side, you have Goliath. On the other side, you have the men of Israel. So as we all know, Goliath was a giant. So when I looked it up, I'm like, okay, well, how tall was he? Because we got a lot of tall people around nowadays. So I looked it up. He was the section that I learned about, he said it was 9 feet and 9 inches. I said, wow, that's tall. I was trying to see if we had anybody that we could compare his height to. I didn't find anybody, but I did find that the tallest man in the world as of 2020 is 8'3", and that's according to the Guinness Book of Records. So we do have somebody that's 8'3". We don't have anybody that I can see in history that was 9 feet tall. My son also told me about a guy named Manute Bol, 7'7". He played for the Wizards and the Warriors, I believe. So that's pretty tall. My era, it was Andre the Giant, 7'4". I'm thinking that's tall. He was a giant. He had the name Giant. But when you look at Goliath in comparison, they didn't have nothing on him. So on one side, we have Goliath, the Philistine. He was a giant, heavily armored. He was a bully. He was boastful. He fought a lot of big battles. He was bold and daring. And Goliath was the challenger. He was a stranger to God, so he was a challenger. He didn't know God, but he was a bully. So on the other hand, on the other side, you do have the Israelites. So on that side, it's the men of Israel. They were fearful of Goliath. They were scared of him. But the thing is, they represented the Lord on their side. So it's like, okay, you got people that represent the Lord on one side who are being challenged by the challenger who was Goliath. So here comes David. David is this little old boy, a shepherd boy. He fought lions and bears. He was obedient. He was bold. He was brave. He had a good heart. He represented the Lord. And he got wind of Goliath coming for the Israelites, and his brothers was fighting as well, and they were all scared. So he got wind of it, and he was like, hold on, I think I can take them. So he was like, I fought before the lions and the bears. I got experience, so I can take them. So here he comes putting on Saul's armor. So he's putting on somebody else's armor. So let's see how that turns out for him. I'm going to let you go ahead and take it from there, mister.
Okay. That's a lot that you broke down. But I just want to discuss briefly how do you deal with the Goliath in your life? And then on top of that, how do you deal with it? How do you overcome it? And then we have such a hard time dealing with the lions and the bears. What I'm saying is this. I know myself, I had a few Goliaths in my life. Being healed from cancer. No track of it, no evidence of it. I was totally healed from cancer. But when they told me I had cancer, I had to make a decision what I was going to believe, what I was going to do. And if God healed me, I was fine with it. If he didn't heal me, I was fine with it because I turned it over to the Lord and I let the Lord's will be done. And I say that to say this. I know a lot of people who have dealt with Goliath, have beaten Goliath. But when it comes to dealing with the sheep and protecting the sheep, as David, his job was, and he said he had experience dealing with the lions and the bears, he defeated them as well. Well, I'm not so super spiritual that I can tell you that I have dealt with lions and bears and haven't dealt with it that great. My biggest trouble today is dealing with little issues. Not the big issue, but the little issue. And I ask myself this question, how can I defeat cancer? How can I, when I needed certain things, the Lord blessed me with the big thing, but when it comes to the little things, I have such a struggle. And I came up with this. For myself, this is only for me. I like to think I'm a patient person. I like to think that I'm a calm person. But when you have kids, you know, your patience runs short. I have two older boys, and they run my patience sometimes. I'm not saying it in a negative way, but why can't I just be as calm and cool and collective when it comes to me, for me dealing with the kids or my everyday bills? This deal, work, whatever the issue may be. And I always say this, I can handle this. I can handle this. I got this. But when it's something big like cancer or you need a miracle for this, that, or the other, I can just turn it over to the Lord with ease and not even think about it. I don't know if you guys have that type of trouble, but this is why I said I want to talk about David and Goliath tonight, because I have trouble dealing with the little things, not the big things. I am an overcomer. The Lord has healed me. He's blessed me. He's given me jobs when I wasn't qualified. He's found favor with me. So when it comes to big things, I know how to turn it over to the Lord. And it's hard when you have to deal with little things. And that's what we want to talk about a little bit. You want to add anything?
All right. So I do. Like, you know, everybody faces battles. We all face battles all day, whether it's our thoughts, our relationships, our attitudes. We're yelling at the kids. They're getting on our nerves. We're getting smart-mouthed with our spouse and making little smart comments, even gossiping. You know, we like to say, oh, we're not gossiping. I'm just telling the truth. I'm not lying, so it can't be gossiping, but we're just sharing information. But we're still lying. We're still gossiping. So those are battles that we face, too, that could be the little bears and lions that we need to be tackling. Because those little things is what's going to get us in trouble, not so much the big things. And we face battles every day, like I said. So, I don't know, God, you know, he's already provided us with a way to win the battle. But we got to put on that spiritual armor the way David did.
Right. Well, you got to understand what we do, and I'm just speaking because I know how it is in the church, and I know how it is. I'm going to stop using the word the church. I know how it is spiritually. We use cliches, and we do what our parents did. We do what the bishop says or what the pastor says or what the church says do. And if you notice that David tried on Saul, who was the king at the time, his equipment, his armor, and it didn't work for him. And all what I'm saying is we're living in a day that, yeah, God's word is powerful, but God has something tailor-made for you. He has something tailor-made for me. What works for me may not work for my wife. What works for my wife may not work for me. But God's word is still good because it's going to be God's word to get us through. But I can't do what she do. I can't pray. If she prays six times a day, I can't pray six times a day. It don't work for me. You have to have a relationship one-on-one with the Lord, what works for you. You can't put somebody else's armor on. And it's my belief, and I know I'm a victim of it, is I tried to do what my daddy did with his armor, and it didn't work. It hasn't worked. You have to have this relationship for yourself. And when you have it for yourself, you have to speak it and turn these little things over to the Lord like you do the big things. When I was dealing with cancer, I'm going to just keep referring to this. I had to make a sound decision. Lord, you take it. You let your will be done. But when it comes to my kids, I can handle it. All I got to do is talk to them. All I got to do, give me a few more, give me this, give me that. And it doesn't work, and it drives me crazy. And I'm stressing out because of the language I'm using. Here I am, I'm telling the Lord, take cancer away from me. But I can't act my kid. I cannot turn my kids over to the Lord because I want my input into it. Or you got an odd against your brother. You don't want to turn it over to the Lord because you want to put your two cents in. And that, in my opinion, like I'm going to say, it hinders us. It slows us up from the blessings of God because we want to put what we want in there instead of letting God have his way. And we can never, ever be a full-fledged soldier for the Lord if you can't win all your battles. And we are equipped to win all the battles. We have the armor to win all the battles. And my wife is going to talk about putting on the whole armor of God here in a little bit. But when you put the whole armor on, it's going to be fit for you. And just let me say this, and I'm not saying this to brag or anything, because I don't have no money, but I do have a tailor-made suit. And the tailor-made suit, I just want to give you this, and hopefully spiritually you can break this down. On this tailor-made suit, the tailor that made the suit for me, name was Sean, and he was out of Pennsylvania, and he made this suit for me. It was a black suit, and it was fit just for me. And before he made the suit, we went over the fabric, we went over the material, we went over the shirt size to fit me, and then he put my name inside the suit. Now, other people got black suits, but they don't have one like mine because mine was fit for me. It was tailor-made for me. And what I'm trying to tell people is this word is tailor-made for you. And all the way that you can get this word tailor-made for you is you got to have that relationship with the Lord to talk to him on a day-in, day-out basis. Well, people say, well, I pray every day. Okay, well, you may be praying. That's you talking. But you need to let the Lord talk to you by reading his scriptures. That's how you have a relationship. It's just not one-sided. And what I found out in the scripture, I was one-sided in God telling him what I wanted, what I want, and what I'm going to do, and I never listened to what he's trying to tell me through the scriptures. Okay, I don't want to start preaching, so I'm gonna let Kay take over for a minute because I'm getting happy.
No, I like the tailor-made suit thing because, God, like you said, God has already equipped all of us with everything that we need. He equipped you with what you need. He equipped me with what I need. And I need to walk in what he equipped me with. I can't talk like you. You can talk to anybody at any time and just spark up a conversation. That's not me. I'm a writer. I'm going to write it down. And if I remember it, I'm going to say it. If I don't remember it, I'm sorry, it wasn't meant for me to say it. I cannot just try to do what you do because it's not me. So, but if I try to do that, then it's not going to come off authentic. So we have to keep it real and walk in our lane and who God called us to be. So I can't, like you said, I can't do what my mama did. I can't do what my grandmama did. I need to do what the Lord is telling me to do. It's tailor-made for me, not nobody else. It's tailor-made for me to follow. It's not going to work if I try to do it. I was telling you earlier, I said, okay, I can try to sing like Whitney Houston. It's not going to work. I don't have her voice. That's not my lane. I need to stay in my own lane. I'm an alto. I'm going to stay in my own lane. I can't hit them high notes. It's not going to work, and it's not going to sound right.
Right, you're a shower.
I'm a shower singer. Exactly. That's
right.
Where I do my best work, the shower. If I get
right.
out the shower, it's like sound as well as it does when I'm in the shower. So, yeah.
Right.
I need all that water sounds with my background.
Yeah, something in the background. But
right.
in all joking, it's very important because, like I'm telling you, I'm bearing my soul out by mistakes that I notice myself make on a day in, day out basis. And during this virus and being stuck in the house, my language, I notice myself, is hindering my walk. And when I say that, it's like I'm saying, I keep putting myself to handle issues that I need to turn over to the Lord. And it's just that simple. And when David went to fight Goliath, if you look at the language he used, the Goliath cursed him and said, "You coming at me with a stick and some rocks." And he cursed David bad, but David said, "I come at you in the name of the Lord." See, that's what fit him for that particular situation. He's had other battles that he's won with bears and lions, but this big situation, which everybody was scared of, just like everyone was scared when you hear you got cancer. Everyone is scared when you're in a financial jam. Everyone gets scared. But you have to find that armor, that word that will give you peace at night. It will give you strength while you're resting in the middle of the night. You're not going to worry about it. Last thing I'm worrying about is some bills right now. I have them just like everybody else do. But I'm not going to stress over it because I've already turned it over to the Lord. I'm not going to stress over my health issues because I've already turned it over to the Lord. Now, if I can do that in all aspects of my life, I'll be okay. And the thing, when I say killing me, I don't really mean killing me, but what's one of the things that stresses me out more is the little thing, dealing with your kids on a day-in, day-out basis, dealing with family members on a day-in, day-out basis, dealing with coworkers on a day-in, day-out basis. They make you want to lose your religion, and it's really not that serious. And this is the point that is funny to me, but how do we deal with the big things so well? I know everyone I know that you can name that had a Goliath that they defeated in their life. But I know a lot of people that are struggling with little things, just little things. And with me and my wife, we came up with this D&K Bible break to bring us closer to the Lord, which makes our relationship better because we're doing it together. But if we wasn't doing this together, this little thing can bring you together. You know how many arguments have been saved because we discussed the word instead of arguing about the food bill?
Amen.
know, and I'm just saying, because this is real life for us. You know, we could sit and look at each other and look, hey, we ain't got no more food. Who going to the grocery store? And then you get an attitude, and that's what the devil wants. But if you delight yourself in the Lord, and I'm starting to figure this thing out. As old as I am, as long as I've been walking with the Lord, it's the language that you talk will determine whether you're going to be victorious or you're going to be stressed out. And as long
well,
as
the
you
Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue, so you do got to be mindful of what comes out of your mouth. Because we've been speaking curses on ourselves and don't even know it. You're just talking out the side of your neck, and you don't even know that you're speaking something ill. So
exactly.
We do got to be mindful.
And that's what I'm saying, because we bring it upon ourselves. And a lot of times, like I said, we try to implement things that our parents did or what the church did back in the day. And it's fine, because that's what worked for them. And they was praying, and that's what the Lord led them to do. When what we have to do is we have to get our own relationship, because the Lord may be telling you to do something a little different. He may tell you to go left and you want to go right. He may tell you to go right and you want to go left. And it's because you're not listening to him. I can't do what my bishop do. Because he did it this way, don't mean it's going to work for me. Now, I will tell you the things that will work and what we should do. We should have an active praying life. Now, if you're praying every day, okay, we'll pray every day like I pray every day. You ain't got to do the same time or the same, but you continue to do that. You find a scripture, two or three scriptures that you like, and you use them on a day-in and day-out basis. That's what I do. When it comes to the word, I'm not deep. I can't give you a deep thought, a deep word, because I'm not that deep. I know basic words get me through that would help me. If it don't help you, it don't help you, but it helps me get through certain situations. And a lot of times I ask my wife, how are you so calm? And do that. Now, she can tell me all day long, and she'll tell me it's the Lord, it's the Lord, it's the Lord. But there's something, there's scripture she do to herself is what she does that works for her. Because I tried doing what she did, and it didn't work for me. It made me, it makes me worse. But that's not what the Lord directed me to do. That's what works for her. And that's between her and her Lord and her Savior. And what a lot of people get caught up in is we want to follow the leader and do what the leader do. And that's what... And I don't want to start preaching on that, but that's a whole other subject. We follow what the church follows. And to be truthful with you, we are the church. So if you're following what someone else is doing, you might get led down the wrong road. That's what works for them. It may not be what works for you. And at the end of the day, after every message is closed, a preacher always closes it out with prayer. That's giving you time to work out what the Lord is trying to tell you to do at that particular time. It's either going to be confirmation or revelation. I can't say that word. Revelation or confirmation. It's either going to be one or the other. And if you got a relationship with the Lord, it should be confirmation. Every time me and my wife go to church and we're together and we listen to the preacher, he says something that's confirmation that we've already discussed. And I'm just being truthful. Right. I'm not saying it, just making it up. That's just the truth. And that's just, it doesn't matter who's preaching. It doesn't matter who's teaching. If they're teaching from the word of God, there should be something in there if you have a personal relationship with him. David had this relationship with the Lord. He knew. But all the king, the men, the older brothers, all of them was running scared because of something they never seen before. We're living in a day and age right now. We never seen this before. I can't go to my mom. What did you do when y'all was stuck in the house? I can't do that. But when I do talk to the older people, when they was stuck in the house, they cooked, they cleaned, they prayed, they did things amongst the family. And you need to take that glass half full and run with it. And the glass is empty, you need to fill it up with the word. Because that's what, in my opinion, that's what the Lord is trying to tell everybody to do. And everyone getting these checks and all this money from the government, you should make a come up. You should make a come up. You shouldn't be worried. You should be mindful, but you shouldn't be worried.
Yeah, everybody coming up right now with all this money, and I'm like, I'm over here working hard. My check didn't increase. Hey, way over here. I got to learn to focus on stay in my lane and focus on what God is doing for me and mind my own business. Because if I keep my eyes on what everybody getting dropped in their lap right now and ain't got to get up and get dressed to go nowhere, I'm like, okay, let me just stay full and stay focused. So
exactly. And I wanna bring up something to people's attention that you shared with me last week about, you know, you saying staying in your lane, about how everybody is making more money by staying home, more money than you, and they're at home while you go to work for 40 hours a week. And you're getting upset about that.
It seems a little off, like it doesn't seem fair, but I'm like, okay, life is not fair, get over it. But it just seems like, hold on, I'm working and I'm grateful to have a job, and I'm praying for the people who are unemployed right now. So I'm not taking that light like this is a joke or anything, because I do know that you wouldn't choose that option. But the option that you're in right now, it is a blessing, and you need to handle your paper the right way. Make sure you're talking to the Lord on what to do at this time so you can be prepared just in case we have to go through this all over again come December. So just a little side note right there.
And the reason, you know, David and Goliath, and we're going to pick on that because, and, you know, in my, like I said, I'm going to use my opinion. Everyone making a come up here in the summertime. But when we really need it around that Thanksgiving time and ain't no more money to be given out, people going to be looking at that particular time, the holiday season, like a Goliath, and you would have wiped out all your resources.
Right.
And we just want to educate you that, you know, whatever you're doing now, make sure that you, you know, ain't nothing wrong with putting your Christmas stuff why you got the money now. There's nothing wrong with doing that. But
how about paying those bills in advance?
Well, paying your bills
that's
in advance.
Do those in advance. Yeah. Pay that rent a couple times in advance, that mortgage a couple times.
Right. And because if you don't, you're going to have a situation where it's going to become a Goliath. And a lot of times we make our own Goliath. And it's nothing but a bear or a lion. But we made it a Goliath because we wasn't good stewardship like the Lord wants us to be. And this is for the Christian. This is a shout-out for the Christian people who walks with the Lord on a day-in, day-out basis. Me, you know how many Goliaths I made myself that was really not even that big of a deal, but because I put myself in a situation because I wasn't being mindful of what the Lord was telling me or what other people was telling me. I was just out there doing what Derek wanted to do, and then it gets frustrated, and then you look at it like, man, and then I'm praying, Lord, just help me this one last time. Them type of prayers. And it's really not that big of a deal. So just be careful how you talk, when you talk. And the same thing that you did to get out of the Goliath is the same thing you got to do with these little bears and lions. You need to turn it totally over to the Lord. I know it's easier said than done, but that's what you do. How do you do that, Derek? Well, you got to get into the Word. And get into the Word and let the Lord minister to you. Now, you talk to God. Because a lot of times we pray, and I know when I pray, I'm talking all the time. I don't leave time for the Lord to talk. I just tell him what I need, what I want. Thank you, Lord, for this, that, and the other. Then it's all about what I need. But when you talk to him and you read the Scripture, and I'm talking how David talked, you know, David was very smooth with it. He didn't want the other people's armor. He didn't want Saul's armor. He didn't want it. And went and found five rocks. Now that don't sound right.
Yeah, he just came with what he came with. He got his shepherd's coat, his staff, his slingshot in his bag, and those five smooth stones. That's all he needed. That's what he came with. He didn't need nothing else. He didn't need a big army. He didn't need all these this armor put on him that wasn't his. He came with what the Lord sent him with. He was already equipped.
Exactly.
Already.
And when you come equipped with what the Lord knows, if you only know two scriptures, then that's all you need. You can take Satan down with two scriptures. You really only need one. and I'm not going to practice it because then I'll start preaching, but I can take one scripture and run with it. That's been in the church a long time. Preachers know what I'm talking about. People who've been in battle know what I'm talking about. You don't need a whole lot of this, that, or the other, and don't get it twisted. You do need to study the word, and you do need to read and pray, but it don't take a whole lot of this, that, and the other. We complicate the word of God when it's not that complicated. Just take a few scriptures. I'm just going to be honest with you. When the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, the 23rd Psalm. If you just learn that song, you can get through anything. You can get through anything. 23rd, for me, I can't say for you, but for me, just find one scripture. And that one scripture can be that go-to, because that's my go-to scripture. And once you start believing in it and living in it and praying in it, all you got to do is change your language and get self out the way. If I can get Derek out the way, and I always tell him, I got to get my boys together. I got to talk to them. See, that's what I got to do it. And that's the big mistake right there. I got to do it. That's why we
sometimes
need to
you
got to
get out the way and let the
exactly.
Lord do it. You have to let the Lord lead.
Got to get out of the way. And I'm not saying this to my relationship because I'm on Facebook Live. I got to put this out there. I don't know who's listening. That I have a bad relationship. But there's sometimes in the heat of the moment, it gets. Every parent wants their kids to succeed. So you want to try to lead and guide them and baby them. And sometimes I get in the way and just get out of the way. And not just in that area. When I need to do this. I need to do this. Hurry up trying to do stuff, figure stuff out. And the Lord would just say, no, chill out, sit down somewhere, and let me handle it. And I did it when I had the cancer. I turned it over to the Lord. It's up to you. If I die, I know he's able. If I live, I know he's able. And when you believe that, and it gets in your spirit, you really can't be defeated. And I'm trying to be one of them type of Christians. When I walk, people can see the anointing that I have, not because I know a lot of scripture. It's just because of the way my life is. I have a lot of favor. I ain't perfect, but I got a lot of favor. I know how to use what God's given me and make it work for me. And that's really all I got to say about the situation. I get happy thinking about it. I want to preach about how David took five rocks to defeat this 9-foot giant that was talking to God's people any kind of way.
He only needed one. Exactly. He only needed one.
He only needed one. And then once he hit the Philistine in the forehead, he fell down to the ground. And David went up there and took his sword and chopped his head off. The moral of that story, I'm going to tell you, is this. Just because you knock Goliath out, you got to kill him. And when I say that, it may not sound right, saying you got to kill something. But when you're in a spiritual battle, you have to get rid of it. And a lot of people don't get rid of it. They don't chop the Goliath's head off. You knock him down. And then when he's knocked down, you think you got the victory, and you walking around like you got the victory. But 4 months later, it pops his ugly head right back up because you didn't finish your job and chop the head off. And that's what we need to learn as Christians. We need to finish the job, chop the head off the Goliath, and learn how to take care of the bears and the lions. I'm getting all off the subject, Kay, so I'm going to let you talk for a little bit.
Well, I was looking at this, and I'm like, I know Goliath was like, am I being punked? Like, who is this little dude coming up to me? Like, is this a joke or something? I know he thought this was kind of funny. So just looking at it, he was just focusing on his size and this little shepherd boy coming up to him wanting to fight him, this big warrior. So, and a lot of things, what we need to do is we have to look past what we see. You got to look past the flesh and look in the spirit. David was looking in the spirit. It didn't matter how big Goliath looked. He knew who he served. So when you know who's backing you and who's dwelling within you, then you have to keep in mind, you got this. You can do it. You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. And Zechariah 4:6 says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. You got to walk in the spirit. It don't matter how big or strong or how great a problem looks. God is yet in control, and he can do anything. So if you just keep that in mind and remember the things that he's already done for you, he'll bring it back to your remembrance. You got to remember he did it before. He can do it again.
Yeah, that's right. And also, just know, and I'm going to keep saying this over and over again, get you a couple of scriptures and learn them. And whatever you're going through, just apply those scriptures. It may not have nothing to do with what you're going through, but apply it, live it, eat it. Just take two or three. You do two or three. My daddy used to say, just learn a scripture a month. Take one scripture. You learn that one scripture for 30 days. And then when you get ready to go through something, you have something that you can say to the devil. Because no matter what word you use, it will defeat the devil. It will, no matter what it is. Jesus wept. The devil is going to run. Now, he may talk back to you. That's why you got to know more and more scriptures. And you got to know it like you know it. And because we're at a time right now, and again, I don't want to get off my subject, that we're dealing with an angry devil who's trying to destroy the Christian, especially the Christian black man. No offense to the women, but trying to kill other black men off. All you got to do is watch the news. And there's a lot of Goliaths out there for the black men that we got to go over because you're already a target because you're black. You're already a target because you're going to get racially profiled. And then you get racially profiled, your anger going to kick in. That's ain't nothing but the devil trying to get you to get in a situation where you and the law is going at it, and it's going to make you look bad because we already are hostile people, they say. So we have to be careful. And learn to use these scriptures in our everyday lives. Even if your parents get you upset, your mom or your dad, you got to use these scriptures so when you get out there and the law says something, you got something to hold on to. And with that being said, you know, I just want to send a shout out to people that's on Facebook live watching us. I see you, Tim, Big Bear, and Ms. Rice. What's up? I just wanted to say hello to them real quick while I see it on my screen. But also, I don't want to get sidetracked again because it's very easy for me to get sidetracked. We just have to remember, as brothers and sisters that's walking with the Lord, we have to encourage one another and we have to help one another. Now, everyone got a Goliath that they didn't defeat. Everyone got, I know those stories of Goliath. I've heard them. But what about the bears and the lions? That's the one that is kicking our butts right now, is the bears and the lions. That's the way I see it. And even though David handled it the way he handled it with his word, his armor. And that's what you have to do. And in order to do it your way, you got to have your own relationship with the Lord. You can't go with the pastor. You can't go with your sister. You can't go with the church. You can't go with doctrine. You have to do it yourself. And while I'm out here and I got this, I'm not going to put this in the pot too. Church of God in Christ ain't saved nobody. Baptist people ain't saved nobody. Methodist people ain't saved nobody. It's the word of the Lord that saves you. It's the word of the Lord that keeps you. It's the word of the Lord that's going to get you through the situations that you go through. Yeah, you may be affiliated with certain denominations, and that's fine, but it's the word of God that's going to keep you, see you, and help you get rid of some of these bears, lions, and the Goliaths that you have in your life. Especially in the time we're living in now. We've never seen it before. And what my daddy did back in the 80s, it may not work right now in 2020. And the Lord is telling me, I need to talk to you, Derek. So in my meditation, I need to be quiet and read the scriptures so he can lead and guide me the way he wants me to go. That's all I got to say on that situation. Because I'll keep talking the rest of the night. And then I'm done. I don't want to just keep running off at the mouth. But I am, when I say this is what I'm living with right now. And I know me. I always say I can handle something, and that's my mistake. And I can be mad enough to admit that. I can handle this. I got it. And that's when I don't have it. And the Lord had to show me, shut up and turn it over to me. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to shut up and turn it over to my wife right now.
Yeah, I wanted to piggyback a little bit on like the lions and the bears. Like, I know there are some big things that you face in your life, and there are some little things that you face in your life. Some of the big things somebody might face, it might be like rejection. That's a Goliath in people's lives. Not feeling smart enough, not feeling like you got enough skills to accomplish a task, just not feeling like you prepared or deserving of something. Those are different types of things that can hinder you from allowing God to do what he needs to do. So what you need to do is seek him, get into his word, not only talk to him, but open your ears to hear him, to hear what he has to say about how you're feeling. Because a lot of people do deal with self-esteem issues, and that could be a Goliath in your life. So there's a lot of different avenues that the devil can come in that you may not think of as Goliaths in your life. But the thing is, you got to think about the lions and the bears too. Those are experiences that you've already been through, and if he brought you through those experiences, he can bring you through anything. So just keep that in mind. And put on the whole armor. Allow God to cover you and lead you and guide you. Don't try to do it on your own. Because when we do it on our own, we're going to fail. The best way to do it is God's way.
And I'm going to tell you from personal experiences as of recent, again, I'm going to keep iterating. I always say what I can handle and let me handle it instead of turning it over to the Lord. That don't even sound right as a preacher, but we do it. And again, I use my kids as an example. I'm going to talk to my boys. I got them. When I get to them one-on-one, I can handle the situation. And you know how many arguments and aggravation and sleepless night I had because I wanted to handle the situation? Now I sleep like a baby because I just turned it over to the Lord. Turn it over to the Lord. I'm done with it. And whatever be will be because God's will is going to be done anyway. And if I'm a bad boy like the Lord, say I'm a bad boy, and again, bad sense of born again and delivered, then my boy is going to be okay because of who I am and whose I am. And when you start talking like that, then you start walking with victory. And people say, well, now you sound arrogant. No, I'm just anointed. And when you are anointed child of God, your family will be blessed. Everything ain't going to be rosy, but the thing about it is I'm not going to stress and give the devil any room to play with me. And that's what we have to learn. And cancer, it shook me for a second, but we defeated it. Where doctors say, hey, we don't even think here in Atlanta, we don't even think you had cancer. But if you look at my records and my medical bill back in Ohio, is every evidence that I did have cancer. But the Lord cleaned it up for a reason. And because he cleaned it up for a reason, I'm a bad boy. I'm going to talk about the Lord and give the Lord praise because I know that I can defeat the devil. I don't know it. I know it because I've done it. I know it because the word says that he's defeated. I know it because the scriptures that I read shows that the devil is defeated. He's up under our feet. And we should be bouncing on his head. And if one thing we don't know, I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to be done. We ought to know the devil is crazy. And the reason I know the devil is crazy is because the Bible says that he wears the bruise from Jesus' heel from stomping him in his head. And if you get hit in the head too many times, you become what? Punch drunk. You become crazy. So he is crazy. So we got to act just as crazy as the devil and start speaking the word to him like we know what we're talking about. So if you know the word, the devil will flee, but you got to know it. And you can't say what Derek said. You can't say what the pastor said. You can't say what you have to know it for yourself. So when you study in the word or you got to meditate, and just take one scripture, you take it and you just read it for 30 days. Just take one for 30 days, read it and know it. And I guarantee you, after 30 days, when a situation comes up, you start quoting that scripture. I don't care what the scripture is you pick. Start speaking that scripture on that and watch and see what happens. And he said, yeah, because it's that easy. I'm telling you, it's that easy. And take it from a person who just said about 2 weeks ago, let me talk to my boys. And the Lord woke me up real quick. When you going to get out the way there? And I'm going to ask you guys a question. When you going to get out the way and just turn it over to the Lord? The same way I turned over the cancer to him, And David said, I come at you in the name of the Lord. I'm giving my kids, I'm giving my finances, I'm giving it all to the Lord. Let him deal with it. And I'm going to sleep like a baby at night. I'm not staying up all night praying. I'm going to pray one time. I'm going to go to sleep. Now, y'all can stay up all night and pray. I'm going to pray and leave it over in the Lord's hand. And people that stay up all night and pray, I know I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, because you ain't turned it over to God yet. Now, if it takes you 4 or 5 hours of praying to turn it over to the Lord, then that's what you do. But if you turn it over to the Lord one time, let him deal with it, you'll sleep like a baby. And ain't nothing.
Well, the beautiful people, we do have some intercessors out there that be praying for everybody, not just for themselves. So,
that's going to take a little bit longer. The prayer warrior, you would have to say that. The prayer warriors that be praying all the time, praying for everybody, of course, they praying all day. Or I'm talking about when you got one situation and you praying 4 or 5 hours, Lord, I need a financial blessing. You know, I'm going to tell the Lord, well, I need a financial blessing, Lord. I'm going to turn it over to him. Now, if you don't turn it over to him, you're going to be worried about it all night. Then you didn't turn it over to him. You turn it over to him, you leave it with him. He knows your heart, and he knows that that's what you want. You ain't got to beg God for anything. If he's going to bless you, he's going to bless you. And that's one thing we don't have to do. We ain't got to beg God for anything. You ain't got to beg him. If he's going to give it to you, he's going to give it to you. And all what I'm saying is, as I get older in my life and as I start to see things, it's not that stressful. It's not that stressful. Serving the Lord is easy once you learn how to talk to him and once you learn how to listen.
But if you're walking in the flesh, then it's going to be hard. So a lot of the times we walk in the flesh and we don't walk in the spirit. So how can you get to where you need to get if you're doing everything in your own power and in your own will? It's not going to work.
Right. Well, no, it's not going to work. And I just said, I just learned this. 2 weeks ago, I was talking about what I was going to do. So I've been running with the Lord 38 years, and 38 years, I'm just learning out. The more you simplify it, the better your life is. The more you complicate it, the worse it is. Because I'm trying to be deep. I was trying to be deep, but I'm not deep. I'm better to know I'm not deep. When it comes to the Bible, I know there's 66 books in the Bible. I can't name all of them, but I know there's 66 books in the Bible. Now, people say, you've been in church how long? You don't know all named books? I might miss one or two because I'm getting older. But I do know how to get a prayer through. And once you know how to get a prayer through, it's okay.
We learn.
You know, we learn. Now, I went to seminar school, seminary school, whatever you want to call it, whatever it was worth. But at the same time, they didn't tell me how to get a prayer through. They don't teach you that. They don't teach you that in school. How to get a prayer. But I know at 3 o'clock in the morning, if the Lord wakes me up, I know how to get a prayer through. That I know. They don't teach you that at school. They teach you the cliches and how to say this and how to say that. That's not having a relationship. When you got a relationship, it's a certain tone. When my son calls me, sometimes he could call me 8, 9 times, Dad, that I don't hear it because there's nothing in the voice. But when he calls me and he say Dad a certain way, he gets my attention. But just like you as a mom with that, you hear your kids calling you, what do they want? But if it's urgent, if it's an emergency, you're going to react the first time they call you. The Lord is the same way. When you call him and you serious about what you're doing, you're going to do it. But what happens is, and I'm going to say this, I'm getting short on my time. Now I feel like preaching. What we do, we play with God. And we get ourselves in a situation that we know we ain't got no business in. Buying lottery tickets, you know, buying the mistress a gift here and there, money coming funny, and now you want the Lord to save you real quick, and you ain't being honest with the Lord. You ain't being honest with yourself. And now you all stressed out because, no. When you talk to the Lord, you got to come to the Lord boldly. And if you're messed up, you got to repent before you can even come to him boldly. And that's what preachers ain't teaching today. I ain't going to say all preachers, but they ain't being taught to repent and then go to the Lord for what you want. But we don't want to repent because we want to live in sin and think it's cute and think that it's okay. And then we David and Goliath, we want to turn to the church, and the church can't help. Church can't help me when I got a Goliath in my life. What my bishop or my pastor got to do believing that I'm going to be healed if I don't believe it? And that always bothers me when people say, Derek, can you pray for me? I can pray for you, but you believe you're going to be healed. Do you believe it? Because regardless of whether I believe it or not, it's not up to me. That's between you and your Lord. How are you and your Lord's relationship? Because me and my Lord's relationship is fine. I ain't worried about it. Because if I die tomorrow, I got a place that he's already preparing for me. And that's a whole other subject. But I'm not worried about really a lot of these big things that goes on in my life. Because I know the Lord is taking care of me, and I know I didn't turn it over to the Lord. If these little things I'm having problems with. Because I think because he didn't handle the big things, I'm going to give God a break, and I can handle the little things. And it don't work like that. Go boldly before the Lord, give the Lord the issues, and leave it alone. Don't try to negotiate with the Lord. Don't make promises you ain't going to keep to this. Ask the Lord to help you in the area you're with. If it's finances, ask him to help you with your finances. If it's having a better relationship with your kids, ask him to have a better relationship with your kids and get out the way. Stop being a victim. Stop trying to know everything. Stop watching Dr. Phil and Oprah to try to raise your kids and putting them in time out. If the Lord tells you you need to whoop them, whoop them. But people don't want to hear that. They ain't whooping my kid. Well, okay, well, that's why your kid's going to be in jail. Someone's going to whoop them. If you don't whoop them, someone's going to whoop them. I can guarantee you that. Let them go to prison and see what happens. It'll be a few weeks before they get whipped and other things. So when you go to the Lord, go boldly before him. And don't let your bears and lions become Goliath. And what you did to defeat Goliath, use the same mentality to beat the bears and the lions. That's all I got to say. But I feel like preaching, though. I feel like I can take this all day.
Well, yeah, you've been going and going like you've been preaching. So I'm just going to be quiet and let you take us home. Because you've been
I'm sorry. Well, the thing about it is I get excited about the word. Everyone knows me, I get excited. And I'm not one of those phony preachers. I can put myself in the line of fire because I'm not perfect. And I'm not trying to be perfect. You know, I'm just what the Lord made me. I'm just there. You know, you ain't got to put no fancy title over who I am. But I will tell you this. I feel like the Lord, me and the Lord is tight. And because of me and the Lord is tight, I feel I got favor. And because I got favor, I feel I got the anointing. And because I got the anointing, I feel I can walk through anything regardless of the situation. I'm not always right or perfect. And sometimes I got to be redirected. But at the same time, my relationship with the Lord is good because the Lord keeps blessing me when I don't even need to be blessed. And he's blessing me even if I'm in my wrong. That's favor. When you get blessed and you know you're wrong, that's favor. That's fair, and I can talk about that all day. And I'm not talking about wrong, like doing wrong, willfully doing wrong. I'm just talking about making a wrong decision here, wrong decision there.
You don't deserve anything that God does for us. So
no,
thank God for his grace and
no, I don't. Yeah, because that credit card, grace and mercy, boy, I'm burning it up. And then when I say I'm burning it up like nothing, never before, because I got grace and mercy on my side. Plus, I got the Holy Ghost within me and that hedge around me. So, you know, I'm a bad boy when it comes to certain things. I got a message. I'm a bad boy. Bad stands for born again and delivered. And when you're born again and you're delivered and you have the anointing, it's not that you are arrogant. It's just you are anointed. And when you are anointed, you can do anything through Christ Jesus. I can do all things through Christ Jesus, that strengthens me. That's the word of God. That's scripture. You take that scripture, I can preach on that scripture all day long. I can defeat any Goliath, any bear lion with that scripture right there if I learn how to leave it in the Lord's hand. Give it to the Lord. Find the scripture. Leave it. You don't get nothing else out of tonight. Leave it in the Lord's hand. I'm going to say this, and then I got to get out of here because I don't want to be over my time. Again, I want to thank people on Blog Talk Radio, I want to say on the internet. I just want to send a special shout out. Thank you guys for airing us every day of the week. I want to thank my sponsors, Pepsi, Pizza Hut, Royal Caribbean, and Brentwood Publishing, and my new sponsor we just got today, Finish Line. I want to say thank you for that. Also, almost 10,000 listeners we had last week. I think this week we're going to get 10,000 listeners easy. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m., you have Praise Tabernacle Church Bible Study at 7 p.m. Bishop Omar and his team of elders and evangelists and deacons will be doing a Bible study. It's been really good. You got my engineers in all over the place in North Carolina and in Georgia talking about those Bible studies and in the nursing home who really love and has adopted Praise Tabernacle as their church home on the internet. So I thank God for that. Wednesday night, I'm just going to leave a dash on when because we may be back Wednesday night with Praise Tabernacle for intercessory prayer. So if you need prayer, call me. Text me, email me. We'll pray for you guys. The bishop will call your name or his wife will call your name out and pray wherever you need to be prayed for. We got you. And I'm going to apologize to the family that I mixed up last week during the prayer. I had so many prayer requests. I'm sorry. It was my mistake. I'll make sure we get it right next time because bishop only praying for what I'm sending him. It's a lot of work I got to do to get them to pray live like that. But we're going to get it right Wednesday. If they're on this Wednesday, if they're not this Wednesday, it'll be next Wednesday. Wednesday night at 9 p.m. right after that, right after the Wednesday prayer at 9 p.m. on Wednesday night, we got Elder Bazaar with Watchmen on the Wall. If you want to hear some great end time teaching, listen to him Wednesday night. Friday night, we're right back at Praise Tabernacle Church, Friday night services. Bishop Omar will be preaching again this Friday night. He'll be live on Facebook Live as well at 7 p.m. on Friday night. Saturday, good friends of ours from Texas, Overseer Tim Jackson, he has his show, and I apologize. Name of his show again is Sense. Wife?
Spiritual Sense Life.
Spiritual Sense Life. On Saturdays with the overseer Tim Jackson out of Dallas, Texas, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sunday morning, we're right back at Praise Tabernacle Church again. Bishop Omar will be preaching hard again on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. You can watch him or listen to him live on Blog Talk or watch him on Facebook Live on Sunday morning as well. And then on Sundays, we have another thing at 5 p.m. We have Elder Bazaar, Watchman on the Wall, 5 p.m. Now, I'm going to answer this question that was asked to me. Why are you doing all this, Derek? Why you got all these shows coming on? Well, all of them is talking about the Lord, and the Bible says if you delight yourself in him, he'll give you the desires of your heart. And my wife will be a test. She will admit to you that I am getting the desires of my heart. And I'm being blessed. I am really being blessed. The Lord is blessing me. Listening to the word on Tuesday nights, Friday nights, is blessing me to be a blessing to somebody else. And those in the nursing homes that's been listening to it, keep listening to us. We appreciate you. We love you. To all those that listen now tonight, watch on Facebook Live, I hope I didn't scare y'all with the way I look. I normally don't do this on Facebook Live like this, but I wanted to try it for my new sponsor tonight, so we'll see how it goes. But me and Kay will be back next Monday on D&K Bible Break. And with that being said, anything you want to say, Kay?
Well, thank you for asking me. Yes. When you just kept going, I couldn't even get my words out. But to piggyback off, if I can just get a moment.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry?
I said, go ahead. You're making it seem like I didn't stole the show, but go ahead.
You stole it tonight, but it's okay. It's all in the, as long as God gets the glory, that's all that matters. So the only thing I was going to say is in reference to David. David was an ordinary person. We are ordinary people. God will use ordinary people for his purpose. You don't have to be this big, giant Goliath. God can use you in whatever area he desires. So just seek him, live for him. Ask him where he wants you to be and what he wants you to do to serve him for him to get the glory. And the scripture that I wanted to provide, I didn't get to provide, was Ephesians 6, verse 10 through 18. It's put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand. Go ahead and take your time, read that scripture. It goes along with the armor of God. And then also, just, you know, God can take a little bitty pebble of your faith and turn it into a powerful missile. So it just takes a little bit that can do a lot of damage, just like that smooth rock. That little rock can do a lot of damage. So just let God lead you and guide you and put him first, stay alert, and stay close to Christ. That's it. I didn't get all my scriptures, but we'll leave it for now. Pray that the program bless somebody. And we're not trying to do this for fashion or show. We pray that God gets the glory in everything that we do. It's not about us. It's about him. And at the end of the day, that's all that matters. So don't take credit for anything that God is doing in your life. It's all glory to him. And that's it.
Amen. You're getting like your husband. You really can go now. You can go in all day. I just didn't want to say nothing. But if you talk about me, I have to get in where I fit in.
You fit in pretty well on tonight.
I don't know. You can go too. You can go just as well as I can go. I know I can go.
I didn't get everything out that I wanted to say, but to God
be glory. Still got some more. We got time. We got time.
God knows. I'm not going to try to. But okay, if I can, if somebody, you know, when you get a moment. So look up Galatians 5:22-23 talks about the fruit of the Spirit. So we walk in this every day. If all the struggles and the Goliaths and the lions and the bears, all of that, if you walk in Galatians 5:22-23, that'll help you out. So go ahead and read that, and that'll help you out through life. It's your spiritual armor right there.
The attributes
of God.
That's why I love you. I'm going to close on that note because you give all the scriptures. You make me look intelligent because I'm glad you brought them scriptures out. Now I look intelligent.
Oh, my gosh. That's God.
I got you backing me up. That's what you're supposed to do. Back me up with them scriptures. But people be like, you ain't using no scriptures. Oh, you had my back on them scriptures. So put the whole armor of God on.
You can't talk about the Lord without his scriptures. You can't. I can't just talk and talk. You gotta let the people know where to find out what you're talking about. Amen.
Right. Amen. That's right. And I'm glad you did that because a lot of times I just leave the scriptures out. But thank the Lord I got you backing me up. So this extra 10 minutes that you took, you know, thank you for the scriptures because the people need to hear it. We need to put it out there.
So that thing, I'm
going to thank everyone that listened to the show. This is D&K. We'll be back next Monday, same time, 7 p.m. Y'all be blessed.
Amen. Good night.
You are now tuned in to Chaos Radio. Your host, Derek Oliver. Controversial. Chaos. And community. Spiritual. Chaos. For your listening pleasure.
You cannot tell me on the ideas. What you gonna say? What you wanna hear?